My name is Pete Martin. I live in Plymouth, 280 Old Hebron Road, 03264. The Fifth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States imposes limitations on the exercise of eminent domain. The taking must be for public use. In 2006, New Hampshire lawmakers rewrote state law to allow takings only for public use. It reads, quote, "No part of a person's property shall be taken by eminent domain and transferred directly or indirectly to another person if the taking is for the purpose of private development or other private use of the property." The Northern Pass Corporation has applied to the New Hampshire PUC to be considered a public utility. Why? Obviously, it is for the purpose of taking private property by eminent domain for their private use. Without that power, this proposed project cannot be built. But Northern Pass is a private for-profit entity consisting of a fully owned arm of a foreign government, Northeast Utilities and NSTAR. They have stated plainly that this is a private power line project. This debate is about two things. First, it is about whether a private corporation, any private corporation, has the right to take another's private property for their own profit. And second, it is about economics, or as the Romans put it, cui bono, who benefits. PSNH representatives have stated that the root of this project is, quote, not written in stone. They want to sit with us at our kitchen tables and discuss this with us. What they want to discuss is which of us gets hurt and how they can profit. For whichever way the line goes, some of us will suffer a loss. But Northern Pass will make a profit. PSNH representatives have admitted that New Hampshire does not need the power, but New England does. Well, as far as I know, New England is not a political entity, and therefore New Hampshire is not obliged to contribute its landscape and damage its economy for the needs of any other state. But if Hydro-Quebec has power to sell and other states need the power, it is reasonable for them to want to transmit it. That, we are constantly told, is why they need power lines. However, there are alternatives to overhead power lines that would not harm the environment, the economy, or require the taking of private property. Modern technology now makes it possible to bury the HVDC lines or use submarine cables to transmit power for great distances under the ocean or rivers and lakes. Lastly, I want to state my definition of NIMBY. For those who use that epitaph to brand anyone who fights this ill-advised proposal, a NIMBY is someone who won't meekly agree to let a profit-motivated corporation destroy or devalue or steal their private property. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Peter. Our next speaker Thank you for your